With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The City of Windsor has been working to update its truck route network since last summer, and now it wants your input. It's issued a short questionnaire. The link is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. There's also two public meetings coming up next week, Monday at the John Muir Library branch on Mill Street, and on Tuesday at the WFCU Center. The idea is to design a network that gets goods to the border safely and efficiently, with as little impact as possible on residents. There's going to be a lot of construction on Lakeshore roads this year. Town Council has signed off on 4 years' worth of road work for 2024. That's more than 54 kilometers of road. How much it actually gets done could depend on the tendering process, and that's supposed to wrap up in a few weeks. Firefighters in London were called out to a train fire in that city's downtown last night. 5 rail cars caught fire. The cause is still under investigation. Residents in the area were asked to keep their windows closed because of the smoke, but it wasn't carrying any dangerous goods. Firefighters say the damage could have been a lot worse had the train engineer not disconnected the locomotives. Opening statements are underway at Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York City. The Associated Press says the former U.S. president faces 34 counts of falsifying business documents to cover up payments to keep his affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels quiet. If he's convicted, he could be sentenced to 4 years in prison. Lawyers are expected to call Daniels, Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen, and a former publisher of the National Enquirer to testify. The head of Israel's military intelligence agency has resigned. It's over failures to predict the Hamas attack on October 7th. The Associated Press says Major General Aaron Haliva's resignation could trigger more among Israel's top security brass. More than 1,200 Israelis were killed that day, and it started the war in Gaza. The federal government has launched its federal plastics registry. It'll compel producers to track plastic from the time it's produced to the end of its life. Reporting will be phased in by sector. It's hoped by doing that, more of it will end up in recycling and not in a landfill. Right now, Ottawa says less than 10% of plastics are recycled. Baseball tonight has the Tigers in Tampa Bay. The Jays are in Kansas City. The Leafs continue their playoff series against the Bruins. Boston won Game 1 5-1. Tonight it's Game 2. The Oilers play Game 1 against the Kings. 3 NBA playoff games tonight. The Magic have Game 2 against the Cavaliers. It's the 76ers and the Knicks, and the Lakers and the Mavericks. Sunshine, windy today with 19 on the way. Clouds moving in overnight tonight, down to 9. We'll get showers tomorrow. It'll be windy, and we'll get up to 16. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.